This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
And I know a lot of members in the caucus have a different opinion, but that's why we caucus.
Do you have a different opinion?
I happen to, yeah. You know, I think this is a conversation.
That was AOC talking to a reporter. She wants Trump to be impeached. Nancy Pelosi doesn't, the Speaker of the House. So they have a differing opinion on Donald Trump's plight. Pelosi is not going there, and that was what that little snippet of a conversation was about. Pelosi said, I'm not for impeachment, by the way. She said, this is news. I'm going to give you some news right now because I haven't said this to any press person before. Impeachment is so divisive to the country that unless there's something so compelling and overwhelming and bipartisan, I don't think we should go down that path because it divides the country, and he's just not worth it. And that's where we start this version of the show. Kate Delaney, hey, hey, everybody. Just a little snippet of what's washing out of Washington. Justin Duckham joins us from Talk Media News. Justin, so there was a lot of reaction to that, and there was a lot of reaction to Nancy Pelosi's comments. What did you find out on the Hill about that?
Well, you know, we have generally found out that those who have been in favor of the impeachment of Trump continue to be in favor of impeaching Trump, but they also seem to understand where exactly Pelosi is coming from. And this really highlights in a larger sense what has made Pelosi an effective speaker in the past and one today. You know, if we flash back to the Obama era, the last time she was the speaker, she was able to bridge consensus between, you know, progressive Democrats, blue dog Democrats, centrists, more conservative members, all across the aisle within the Big Ten party and get people on the same page. And with this, I kind of see, you know, shades of that. She said, basically, we're taking it off the table unless if there is bipartisan consensus or, you know, further evidence of major high crimes and impeachable offenses and whatnot. So basically, she's having it both ways. She's saying, you know, it's kind of a coded message to a lot of her members. This is something we could still pursue if the situation calls for it. But also at the same time, taking the wind out of Trump's sails when he says that Democrats are basically all rallied around impeachment and are pushing for that full force. So, you know, while it may not really endear her to a lot of the more, you know, vocal members of the party, those who are sort of the new crop of progressives, it certainly seems like it was a statement that was made with some pretty considerable political calculation.
All right, so I agree. You mean the young guns?
There you go.
Young women.
Exactly. That's how you go with it.
Yeah, exactly. So, speaking of not in that category, Joe Biden, there's a lot of speculation about him formally saying I'm running and all that sort of stuff. And supposedly he is going to give 2020 a shot, a real shot at it. I mean, that's the rumor. And I think, of course, he's going to say it. I do. But what are his odds? I mean, it's like a who's who with the Democrats, right? So is there a lot of conversation of support for Joe Biden?
Well, I mean, right now he is leading the polls nationally by a, you know, relatively comfortable margin by about, I think, 6% when you look at all the polls and kind of aggregate them together as a lot of news agencies have done previously. But it's also very early in the race. You know, if you flash back to 2015 or even early 2016, we saw Jeb Bush leading the race back then. You know, if we go back even further, we saw Hillary Clinton as a clear favorite against Barack Obama in the Democratic primary in the lead up to 2008. So, you know, having a frontrunner status in the early days, you know, certainly looks good on paper, but it is not a guarantee over whether or not you're actually going to secure the nomination. And, you know, today also highlighted I guess to a certain extent that, you know, he still continues to be sort of an old school politician. He was giving a speech today to the International Association of Firefighters, an event that just so happened to have people chanting, "Run, Joe, run." And, you know, what got, I guess, a little bit missed between the, you know, coverage of this was that this was a very friendly labor union that is already, you know, in so many words, endorsed Biden. This is a group that has previously, in 2016, declined to make a presidential endorsement after Biden decided not to run. Their leadership has been very vocal about their, you know, eagerness to see Joe Biden enter the race. So it's really not that much of a surprise that, one, he had a warm welcome, two, that he made this appearance today, and three, that he used this stage to tease the opportunity that he could run, saying that he needed their energy in a few weeks, something that really captured a lot of headlines over here today in D.C.
Yeah, something else that captures some headlines is the Federal Aviation Administration, with all the criticism they're facing for backing the Boeing 737, especially after the second plane went down, the Ethiopian Airlines crash over the weekend. There were some Americans on board. I'm sure there's a little bit of a conversation about that, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is a very big deal. As you mentioned, this is the second time that there has been an incident with this plane, the 737. And, you know, so far we've seen about two-thirds of the 350, crafts of this kind have been grounded, except for those in the U.S. The FAA is basically right now pleading caution, saying that the initial results from the first crash have not yet been final, urging wariness as this moves forward. But there is a lot of pressure on the Trump administration to take a stronger role in this. But as we know right now, the White House is talking to Boeing executives and just not coming along, you know, the same lines that a lot of other international aviation agencies have been coming to on this one. The president today himself weighed in on this, trying to say that this may have been due to the plane being too complex, you know, issuing sort of a strange tweet in which he said that back in the old days, planes were more pilot-friendly, things like that. So as it stands right now, it looks like the White House is trying to defend Boeing. They are trying to, you know, stop this from becoming a bigger issue for the company than it already has so far. I guess that would fall in line with a lot of the rhetoric we've seen from the president earlier in his administration, basically this idea of, you know, keeping it made in America. And, of course, there are a lot of other international, you know, airlines and plane developers and whatnot who work on these, you know, similar craft. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how long they can maintain this position, you know, especially now that there is considerable pressure, not just from some of the administration's critics, but other Republicans who have served in roles that have seen direct oversight of, you know, aviation technology.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Justin Duckham, thank you so much.
Thank you.
One of the many things that we're going to talk about throughout this show, the FAA standing by their decision not to ground the 737s. I'm thinking to myself, Southwest has a bevy of them. You want to step on one? A little apprehensive? Do you look and actually see what flight you're on? I'm one of those people because my husband was a pilot. I always know what flight I'm on. He's always tracking it. He pays more attention to that than me, but we'll talk about that throughout this show. And then plus, how about this? Bribing to get your kids into college a boatload of money because you're a celeb and you have serious do-re-mi. They got pinched. Talking about it on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all my hair.
Wealthy parents paid Singer about $25 million in total to guarantee their children's admission to elite schools, including Yale, Georgetown, Stanford, the University of Southern California, the University of Texas, UCLA, and Wake Forest. Every year, hundreds of thousands of hardworking, talented students strive for admission to elite schools. As every parent knows, these students work harder and harder every year in a system that appears to grow more and more competitive every year. And that system is a zero-sum game. For every student admitted through fraud, an honest, genuinely talented student was rejected.
All right, that's Andrew Lelling. He's, of course, an attorney who serves at the United States Attorney for the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts. What you need to know is he's laying the hammer down, and that's what he's talking about there. The Justice Department charged 50 people, including two huge television stars, with participating in a multi-million dollar bribery scheme. Basically, rich, privileged students with crappy grades or lackluster grades, I'll be polite, that couldn't get into these prestigious colleges and universities, couldn't get through the tests and all that other stuff, their parents just bribed. That's what they did. So the allegations include cheating on entrance exams, bribing college officials to say certain students were athletic recruits when they, in fact, couldn't even row or do any of the things that they said they were doing. Who were the schools? This is, like, shocking, right? Or maybe it shouldn't be shocking. Bribery exists. People are greedy. Georgetown, Yale, Stanford, the University of Texas, the University of Southern California, and UCLA. And, of course, there are others as well. And Lelling says it's the largest ever college admissions scam prosecuted by the Justice Department. And of the 50 people charged, 33 were parents. And they say there's others that could be charged. They're going to find everyone. So Felicity Hoffman, Huffman, rather. You might remember her from Desperate Housewives. She's been in a slew of other things. You would know their faces. Lori Loughlin, who was on, what was that show she was on? She was on that show with John Stamos, Full House. People know her from that, but she's been on other things as well. And, of course, nobody's returning messages. Nobody wants to talk. None of the celebrities want to talk. None of their people want to talk. And that's what I would do if I, frankly, was their crisis communications person. But they're going down. Somebody's going down if they can really nail this to the wall. How and how that happens. I talked to an attorney today. Well, emailed back and forth. Where we specifically talked about the differences. Felicity Huffman is charged with $15,000 for an SAT score and somebody, changing answers, supposedly. I don't know the whole full story, but there's a little bit they released on this. Where Lori Loughlin, it's two daughters, not one. It's two daughters, and it was a crazy amount of money, $500,000. So this isn't a shock. Like, I'm not shocked, and I'm sure you're listening to me. Are you just blown away by that? But the guy who really headed this up, his name is William Singer. He pled guilty in federal court. And he's a well-connected college admissions advisor. So he disguised the bribery scheme as a charity, enabling parents to deduct the bribes. Insult to injury, to deduct the bribes from their taxes. And he was charged specifically with taking about $25 million from 2011 to 2018. Now, he paid some of the money to college coaches. I mentioned the fake athletic things where they were photoshopping kids' heads and pictures onto, like, the row team. Like, you can't notice that. So, anyway, they were... And it might have been a good job, but it didn't wash. So it's college coaches, and some of them now have been put on administrative leave. The standardized testing officials, the proxies for their help in rigging the admissions process. And then he pocketed the rest of the money. The nonprofit was the Key Worldwide Foundation. So it was just a slush fund for bribes. That's what it was. And there's somebody else that has a similar role to him that also was involved in that. You know, there were even two parents that paid him in the form of Facebook stock when he took the bribe for that one. And, of course, now you got all kinds of people. Like, you have Yale's president who sent a letter out, of course, panicking to the Yale community saying, "It's an affront to our university's values of inclusion and fairness. I want to assure our community I'm committed to making certain the integrity of the admissions and athletic recruitment process is not undermined again." Yeah, sure. So anybody who is poor and can't bribe, can't get, I mean, how many spots did they take of kids who were crushing it, crushing the books, doing whatever they could to get into the schools and didn't get into the schools because they only had so many spaces? You know, One of the people charged, for example, was Georgetown's former head tennis coach, where he was promoting several students as potential tennis recruits. They didn't even play tennis. They couldn't even play on that level. They were lucky if they could hit a forehand. And he made almost $1 million doing that. Wow. Crazy. And so that, you know, this is what's happening now. They're going through all kinds of people. Lori Loughlin, who I mentioned, who's married to a fashion designer, they were accused of that $500,000 in bribes. So their two daughters would be designated as recruits for the University of Southern California's rowing team. It's very difficult to get into USC because even if you're a Californian, so many people want to go there. And that's how they did it, work it through the rowing team. So now you've got the former water polo coach. He was charged with taking bribes to pretend students were recruits for the team and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it is sordid. It is nasty. And here's the thing. The fake athletic credentials and schemes involving, like I said, the cheating on college entrance exams. So I kept thinking, and I even think back to myself, And what I had to do, how I had to sweat out exams. I hated taking exams. And everybody, of course, talks about the SAT so much. Like, well, when you go with your gut and when you know the answer, put the pencil down and move on to the next one. Seriously, right? So I remember I took the SATs and I just completely tore up the English. Like almost perfect. It was crazy. I don't even remember the score. But I did well. And on the math, eh. So I did okay. So I wanted to get it up. And of course, you can take it again. And I had to go through, like, this whole tutoring class that a bunch of other people went through. Because we knew we wanted to go into whatever place. And, of course, even then, people have you so hyped up that you're not going to get in anywhere, even if you're a decent student or whatever. So there's all these pressure on these kids, average kids, decent kids, exceptional kids, and then you find this out, and it's just sickening, especially with some of these big schools. So check this out. There's this Florida guy, 36 years old. His name's Mark Rydell, and apparently he took the test for the students. He was so good at exams, he could get a perfect score or calibrate his answers to get very high marks, but not a perfect score. He pled guilty, and he cooperated with investigators, so he's telling them what happened. He's not talking about it to the media, but he's saying. There's even other defendants that are accused of bribing the entrance exam administrators to facilitate the cheating. So they would give students the answers to the exams or let them correct their answers after they completed the exams. Wow. There's a word for that. Wow. And specifically, like I said, if we go back to the main culprit and how he set up this charity, if you go to the Felicity Huffman deal, hers is she's accused of the $15,000 disguised as a charitable donation to this Key Worldwide Foundation so her oldest daughter could participate in the scam. And supposedly, an informant told investigators he advised her that he could arrange for a third party to correct her daughter's answers on the SAT after she took it. So let's take this to a different level. So what does that mean? What kind of numbers are we talking about? She ended up scoring 1420, and that's 400 points higher than she had got on the PSAT that she took a year before. And apparently she was contemplating doing the same thing for her younger daughter, but didn't pursue it, which is probably good for her because she won't get quite as stiff of whatever the sentence ends up being. And it goes so much deeper than that. What kind of society are we, right? That, I mean, you're just cheating to get them into school. But then what happens when they get into school? This is the Department of Justice's largest college admission scam ever prosecuted. And trust me, there's more shoes that are going to drop. Hang through.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 40 nations have grounded Boeing 737 MAX 8 airliners or ordered them not to fly in their airspace. This following Sunday's crash of an Ethiopian airliner that killed 157 people. The U.S. and Canada have not. Airline expert Scott Meyerowitz says the Federal Aviation Administration would step in if there's an inherent problem with the plane.
The FAA is really the gold standard for international aviation safety. And they're not going to go out there and let a plane keep flying that is going to be unsafe. However, they're also not going to jump the gun without any proof and ground a plane, especially considering Boeing is the largest exporter of any American goods, not just in aviation.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 96, the S&P is up 8, and the NASDAQ is up 33 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, hey, the mailbag is full. Thanks a lot. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation. Thanks so much for sending me your thoughts on the cheaters and the 737s and the push by some Democrats to impeach Trump. I mean, look, how many times have I said this about the impeachment? You know what? Nancy Pelosi's right. That is a ridiculous area to go down. It makes absolutely no sense. It's divisive and it's not going to happen. So when there's these calls for impeachment, I laughed myself knowing this just doesn't make any sense. It's not going to happen. And she realizes it's not going to roll. So it's not the direction to go in. Of course, we keep hearing that bubble up. And some of you brought that up in your email. So let's actually start there. This one is from Warren, who says, Kate, you know what? I never thought I would agree with much that Nancy Pelosi has to say. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of what she does is fine, and the rest of it is also awful. But the fact that she's saying that it doesn't make any sense because it's so divisive to even bring up impeachment, that there's no way to go down that path. It just divides the country, and it's simply not worth it. That may be one of the smartest things that she's ever said. And she's been asked that now recently, I guess, a bunch lately, because I've seen her quoted all over the place. She's trying to quell the noise from all the newbies on the Hill who are determined to go after a Donald Trump no matter what, whether it's good for the country or it's not good for the country. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, even the House Intelligence Committee Chair, Adam Schiff, who definitely has no love for the president, said the only thing worse than putting the country through the trauma of impeachment is putting the country through the trauma of a failed impeachment. I mean, listen, it's not easy to remove any president. I don't care who. Go back in history and think about it. So there you go with that. And there was one more I got about impeachment. I got this one from Randy, who says, Kate, I listened to the show. I haven't ever emailed you. I think it's wild that we're talking about this whole impeachment thing. There's so much going on in the country. I can't believe that impeachment would really succeed. If anything, if it didn't work, it would just empower a lot of the Republicans because it would be a flailing miss for the Democrats. Ding, ding, ding. You, too, are correct on that. And that's the reason why the Speaker of the House says, you know, no. Why would we go down that path? So cool your jets, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's the young Democrat from New York who's become sort of like the foil for Nancy Pelosi. But I would be stunned. It's not happening. I mean, I'd be stunned if it's even really brought up. It can get mentioned, but nah. All right, here's another one. We know the story about the FAA saying there's no basis to order the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 8, even though there are other countries that are not going to, they're banning it. No, we're not, you can't fly with that. So, you know, Britain, France, Germany, they're the long list of countries banning it from flying in their skies because you had the Ethiopian airliner that went down, and it's the second deadly crash of the MAX 8 in less than 5 months. And the Boeing 737 MAX fleet has 74 that are flown by domestic carriers among the 400 worldwide. So Boeing, I'm sure, because now this low confidence, I'm sure they're freaking out behind the scenes. But the FAA is standing behind them. And what is it? So now what does that mean? Just a couple of things, because a bunch of you sent me emails on this, since I didn't go too deep in it. You have the Association of Flight Attendants. They got about 50,000, rather, members. And they're part of the Communication Workers of America. And they're calling for the grounding of the planes. Senator Mitt Romney from Utah is urging FAA to ground the planes out of an abundance of caution for the flying public. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Richard Blumenthal, also the Democrats, are calling for the FAA to ground the MAX 8. And then you got Senator Ted Cruz, who says he would hold a hearing into the causes of the crashes as chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Aviation and Space, which, of course, that makes sense. You know, you got airlines. I mean, for Boeing, this is it. The airlines have ordered 4,661 more of these planes. It's the newest version of the 737 and the best-selling airline ever, you know, airliner ever. So here's some of your thoughts. This one from Sam I Am. Katie Kate, long time thinking about you and these planes. I got to tell you, kind of freaked that these two planes go down. I know Boeing says they have full confidence and the FAA isn't grounding them, but I wouldn't feel super happy about stepping on the MAX 8. How about you? I don't know if it's magical thinking. I wouldn't overthink it. But I did look because I fly American a lot and I look at what the planes are, and Southwest have a lot of these. But I'm not scheduled to be right now anyway. I'm not scheduled to be on any of those flights. Any of those planes. So see, it's weird, the pilot experience. How much pilot experience was there? It's like that Ethiopian accident investigation. They say the plane was delivered to the airline in November. They had flown 1,200 hours, had undergone a maintenance check early in February. The pilot had 8,000 hours of flight experience, had a distress call, and tried to return to the airport. The black box voice and the data recorders, of course, were found, so they're trying to figure out if there's more details of this. I do think it's scary. You know, listen, they've flown 31,000 flights on the 737 MAX planes, and they're Southwest and American fly the plane. So I said I was an American flyer, but I haven't been on one. And at this point, I'm not scheduled on one according to what my tickets say, but that, of course, that can change. So the answer to your question is right now I'm not even scheduled to be on one, and it's worth having the discussion, and they got to figure out what's going on there so that the comfort level can rise and hopefully put an end to, okay, we're ditching these planes. Watch that stock drop, and if it's not safe, it needs to be ditched. Another thought on that, we got this one from Franco, who says, of course the U.S. doesn't care and they just allow the planes to fly while everybody else cares more about the safety of the people around them, and they're saying, no, let's ground them. Why would they not ground those planes when two went down? I think if you are booked on one of those flights, you should know that you're booked on one of those flights. And even if you can't come to your own conclusions, I would say that, you know, if you could, I would change the flight. I just wouldn't feel safe. You know, United doesn't operate the MAX 8, but they have the larger MAX 9 version of it, by the way. And United said that they would help skittish travelers find another option. But you can't re-rack everyone on these planes, so I don't know how they could. Like, you've got, besides American, Southwest, you have Aeromexico, Air Canada, and you've got a whole bunch of Air China, China Southern, Norwegian Air. I mean, this is a popular plane. You know, Southwest, you click on the flight number and you can see the aircraft. And then there's flight, by the way, there's flight tracking sites, because I've got it and the Hubs has it too. It's called FlightAware. So if this does freak you out, then go on FlightAware and you can see what you're on. You can see what kind of flight you're on and where you're going and all that kind of stuff. But you can bet they're all over this. I mean, right? And we always go through who are the safe, what's the safest airlines and whatnot. And then there's always the argument that just because it's so horrific when one goes down, but still it's the safest mode of traveling if you think about it. And, you know, if you go on Alaska Air, you go on American Airlines, it's pretty safe. You go on Austrian Airlines. I just went through the whole thing of what are the safest ones and what are their ratings. But it's going to be interesting to see where this all ends up. So thank you. I even had some more on the planes, too, as well. All right, so then this about the college scam. This one from Carl. I love all these new peeps, by the way. So, hey, big shout-out to all of you for finding the show. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, and we're beefing up that site. But you click on contact, and you can always send me your emails. This one from Carl. Kate, it figures that, once again, the rich people try to get ahead. They don't care. What are they teaching their kids and what are they telling their kids when they can change the answers or have someone else take a test or look the other way or pretend they're on some sort of team? The kids would have to have been told. So it's like the parents are saying, oh, by the way, we have money. We want to get you in. We know, honey, how desperately you want to get in that school, so we'll make sure that it happens. We're just going to make a donation, but don't tell anyone you're really not on the rowing team. I wonder what those conversations were like, right? And what this Rick Singer is saying. So, you know what? He even has a book, Getting In, Gaining Admission to Your College of Choice. And that book is full of secrets, you know, personal advice on taking tests and branding and all this other stuff. But, yeah, the biggest secret of all is that he was taking money from people. He was helping them get in. Oh, I bet the feds had a field day with this when they went after some of the people they went after. Hey, thanks for all your emails. Man Cave coming up next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say.
To say mean, disrespectful thing about me, my family. For many years, man, I've done all the right things. So I've never done anything to hurt or harm anybody. I've never been in any trouble. I've never fought a fan. Been in the league 11 years. Clean slate. Humble. How it started was a young man and his wife in the stands told me to get down on my knees like he used to. And for me, that's just completely disrespectful to me. I think it's racial. I think it's just inappropriate in the sense of there's no protection for the players. I think there are a lot of great fans around the world that like to come to the game and enjoy the game. And there are people that come to the game and to say mean, disrespectful thing about me, my family. For many years, man, I've done all the right things. I've never done anything to hurt or harm anybody. I've never been in any trouble. I've never fought a fan. Been in the league 11 years. Clean slate. Humble. I take whatever, all the criticism from everybody. I've been doing the same thing for years. And for me, disrespect will not be taken from me. I'm completely just sit back some time and just take it like this. That's just one video, but throughout the whole.
All right, so there you go. That's Russell Westbrook. I let that go on so you could hear him talking because so much was made about that. We are sitting in the man cave, and we are talking about fans versus the athletes and how they react and what happens when they get harassed, whose point of view, blah, blah, blah. But what happened was on Monday night, Thunder point guard Russell Westbrook was caught on tape telling a Jazz fan, "I'll blank you up, you and your wife." So it didn't look good, right? They're expecting a suspension to come from the league. A suspension could still be on its way for Westbrook or a fine for the verbal altercation. But then you hear the rest of the story, and he said it there. The fan said to him, get down on your knees like you're used to. And he kept provoking him and prodding him. And then that was finally pushed him over the top too much. You know, it's interesting. As much as we complain about, and I say this, social media is crazy and, you know, all we do is follow the internet constantly. But at least because of that, what would happen is immediately it would just be all about Westbrook. He screwed up. It's all him. But what about the other side of that? And now you find out the other side of it, what was happening, that there was a social media, the fan who was doing that stuff had a had social media that had all kinds of violent, crazy, xenophobic language, a whole bunch of racist, crazy labeling stuff. I mean, just was really bad on the whole social media side. And so bad that some of it had been doctored up. And then, of course, then, but people already had found it. But then it was, deleted. Then eventually it was deleted. So this goes back to the same thing, someone goading, baiting, all that kind of thing. Here's the bottom line, though. The NBA is going to say, listen, no matter what happens, you can't go out of hand. You can't be the point guard screaming at the fan. You can't, even when they say something horrible and it's terrible and it's outrageous, the fan has to be removed as fast as possible. I mean, it's like what they did in Philly. They used to have those mock courts, and when somebody was drunk and obnoxious, they started pulling them out of the stands. And you got to throw the fans out if they're over the top. That's the bottom line. And the thing is, a couple of these nuts, too, will spoil it for everybody else. Imagine you got kids. A lot of kids go to NBA games, and I looked at the crowd around this happening, and kids are hearing that. That's awful with that screaming back and forth. What a mess. You know, I mean, it's one thing to root against or yell something about that, but when there's kids involved, I can remember a conversation I had with the great Daryl Johnson, who you may remember as Moose, who's a fullback for the Dallas Cowboys, and now he's in the booth on Fox. You catch him on Sundays. You know, he's calls the games. He's one of the analysts on one of the crews. Such a good guy. And he loves living in Texas. And, of course, his days with the Dallas Cowboys. But he grew up in Buffalo, and he and I did a bunch of radio shows together. And we were talking. There was something going on with a heckling fan, and we were talking about fans and what happens in the stands. And he said when he was a little boy, his father would take him and his brother to Sabre games, hockey games, and the language and the things then that were happening around were so bad that his father said, we're not going to, you know, he wouldn't do those special things of taking them to the games because of the concern of what was happening around them. And that really stuck with me, because this was from an athlete, a Super Bowl winning athlete, saying, hey, this happened when I was a kid. So have there always been people that get too drunk or they're crazed in what they say? Of course. But then I look at the kids around them, and I feel so bad for the kids, so badly for the kids, because they shouldn't be subjected to that nonsense. And then eventually, I mean, do you want to be separated from the game where they push the fans back further? There's been conversations about that, and I think that would be a shame, because there's something about being right there, especially in basketball, where you're up close. You can really feel, see, and hear that game and how those plays unfold, and that would be terrible if something like that happened. I can't foresee that happening, but, you know, they got to control the fans, and the fans got to control themselves. It's one thing to cheer and jeer and all those other things, but it's another thing to be over the top. And then the same for Westbrook. He can't take that bait. He can't come back. Like you said, I've been in the league. That hasn't happened with me. But no matter what, he can't take that bait. And I think they just have to do a better job of paying attention to what's going on when things are being yelled and screamed and, you know, whatever. Just another instance of the world we live in, right? All right, in the meantime, something else that we would talk about for sure is this. How about Odell Beckham Jr. traded from the Giants to, oh, yeah, to the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, if you recall, the Browns, pretty decent this year after having a terrible year the year before. Baker Mayfield, the Heisman winner from Oklahoma, is drafted. He turns out to be, and not a shock, to be someone to reckon with, and I think that's only going to get better. And so now the Browns picking up OBJ from the Giants just, I think, just pushes them over the top. But some people are saying that it's fake news, that it's not true. And, you know, this is sourced out there all over the place. I talked to someone today that said, yeah, it's going to happen. Is it official? Well, it's not official, but it's going to happen. So fake news or real, that's big. And then how about Le'Veon Bell finally leaving the Steelers, supposedly going to join the Jets, 4 years, $52.5 million. Wow. That's pretty big. And he needed to go, and he was going to go, and that was it. By the way, on that Westbrook thing, one of my buddies just texted me because we've been going back and forth all night before I cracked open the mic. And just to complete that story, the Jazz fan has been permanently banned for what happened. So that was the right thing. And then for Westbrook, he officially was fined $25,000 for directing profanity and threatening language to a fan. And so this just came out a little while ago, that the NBA released a statement saying there's no place in our game for personal attacks or disrespect. The Utah Jazz said that. And the Jazz president, Steve Starks, said everyone deserves the opportunity to enjoy and play the game in a safe, positive, and inclusive environment. Yeah, I agree with that. So that fan is done. They're out. You just can't have it. And even now, they're saying, the NBA Players Association is saying that there should be a zero-tolerance policy that needs to be implemented when it becomes this way, that players don't have the luxury of being able to ban unruly fans from the arenas. So the arenas have to do a better job of insulating the players. And I think you're going to see more of this. We just saw this happen a la, you know, the Knicks. And there's more of that going on. So there's getting a lot of attention, let's put it that way. And that's a good thing that they're putting some attention on this, and hopefully they solve the riddle by getting rid of the culprits. And if you do things like threaten the ban, that's pretty big. All right, how about this? Quickly, Tiger Woods trying to feel better, although he has definitely had some sleepless nights. He says his neck pain is gone. He's confident. He's heading into the Players and feeling pretty good. We'd be talking about that in the man cave, because Tiger Woods always transcends the sport. And he's still, I think, on the comeback trail, where people have forgiven his past discretions and they're rooting for him again and want to see him do well. So this will be pretty interesting. Heading into the Players, which is a very, very big deal at the TPC at Sawgrass on Thursday. Thanks so much for joining me in the man cave and through the mailbag and everything else during this hour of the show. Remember, go to katedelaneyradio.com to find out more. Make it count, everybody.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.